Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I am and a man is who I am. I am an...
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Welcome to Talking to Actors with me, Anna Mann. I've got lovely Margaret Caban-Smith.
Hello.
I pronounced that deliberately wrong, slightly. It's Caban Smith, but Caban.
Caban. That sounds more Scottish, I think. I think Margaret sounds quite Scottish as well.
It sounds quite... Oh, God. Especially when you do that.
Yes.
You can't see it, viewers, but her face, the mask of her face has completely transformed.
I'm using muscles I haven't used before.
Fuck, that's going to ache tomorrow. That's going to ache tomorrow, Margaret. Anyway... Hello again. Welcome to Talking to Actors. This is sort of a new phase. I keep doing new phases. I keep restarting. And I feel like
That's
we're getting
how you
it
keep
right.
It fresh.
We've got a bunch of listeners, but obviously we want more. And so I keep just shaking things up a bit.
A bunch is fairly.
A bunch
fairly
will
vague,
not.
Isn't it?
A bunch could be three.
Exactly. You're not getting your numbers. You're not getting your specific numbers.
We've got a bunch of listeners, which is.
What do you want is a bunch of million listeners.
A bunch
ideally.
Of. We've got a bunch of a million listeners, as in a bunch within. If you took a million people, a bunch of those, I won't say how many. But a
they
bunch of those
listening.
Are listening to this in the future.
Oh,
not now.
Exciting
it's
to imagine,
so, oh, God.
Isn't it?
Before I did podcasting, when you do a play, there's what, six people in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
When you podcast, you're literally beaming out to the entire universe.
Well, what you're beaming out to is you've got no idea.
Apparently,
how
these
many.
Words, I was reading some science thing. I mean, I wasn't reading it. Someone's talking on the bus about it, not even to me. I think he was mad. But anyway, when you record something, it goes on into space or something. Mm. Is that true?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Fuck. I mean, is that true of every noise you make?
Who knows how many bunches of people are out in space?
God.
That might be listening.
I mean,
my best
friend Sue Clinch spent a lot of time recording her diaries for posterity.
Oh, yes.
Ugh. Yeah. And some of that stuff. I mean, if the aliens get a hold of that, they are turning around and heading home. I don't know if you know Sue Clinch, but she's not well, bless her. She never has been. She started to think people are dressing like her.
Oh.
Everyone's trying to dress like me.
I said, Sue, they're not trying to dress like you.
She said, no, everyone wants to be me.
I said, no, that's... Sue, that's not... It's literally just because you work in Morrison's.
Yes, exactly. So well, obviously, everyone else... working there is trying to dress like
her. Thank you for explaining.
Sorry. The joke.
Hello. Hello. I'm going to say hello. I'm not saying hello to you now, in case you're confused.
I'll turn away.
Okay, so if you want to say hello back, you can. Hello?
I won't.
Hello?
Hello, Anna. I'm
hello,
here.
Margaret. Fuck. Right. Hello to all you at home. I'm talking to you at home now, or in the car, or on the tube, or perhaps on a plane, or perhaps on a hovercraft. Perhaps you're on a bicycle listening to this. Is that possible? Yes, we have tiny phones.
Not advisable.
No. God, no. Hello to all you wonderful... I wonder how many times I've said hello now.
Could be seven. Lose all me.
Oh, God, the bunch is getting smaller by the second. Hello to all you wonderful rapscallions and robbers, you highwaymen and hawkers, shall we say. I'm talking, of course, of the actors, you, the creators who steal from the very open mouth of creation... draw out your marvellous spittle-covered arms and present back to the face that was on the mouth what it had had for its dinner. What I mean is the truth, the thing that makes us all human. Does that make sense, Margaret?
Shall I say yes?
Well, what do you want to say?
Oh, I want to say I wasn't really listening.
Okay, fine. I'm Anna Mann, actor, singer, litter picker on the beach. I can't help it. I cannot abide litter. If I see it on the beach, I have to pick it up till my arms are heavy with the detritus of the ignorant. And then, alas, I cannot carry it all and must drop it where I stand. This is Talking to Actors, where I chat to one of the many other thespians in the world who bring light to an otherwise turgid planet.
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors, actors, yeah, they rule the world.
I'm here with lovely Margaret Caban-Smith.
Yes.
Three words that mean so much.
Oh, don't they just?
Ring through the ages.
Yes.
Fuck.
I was actually told by a casting director quite early on to change that.
And you didn't listen?
I didn't listen.
Did they say that the
no.
second you came in?
It was sort
What's
of,
your name, darling?
Well, do you know,
Margaret Caban-Smith.
You know
change
why?
That.
Because...
Or was it as you were leaving, sort of, darling, a little bit of advice. Change your name, girl. And learn to act.
Well, no, it was almost as I went in because she said, you sound like an old battle axe in a mansion.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't
I mean,
it?
Well, because I wasn't at the time. So, obviously, now being closer to a real battle axe in a mansion, yeah, happy with it. But also, they wanted me to change it to Margaret Caban, and I always felt like that was just half my name. And
that
I'd
sounds
be confused.
More old. In
I'd
a
be
way,
waiting
weirdly.
For people to finish my name.
Margaret Caban. And?
And?
I mean, you can't,
and?
You can't just have
it's
that.
The Margaret, which
You can't
is the
have
problem,
a name without
really.
A second surname.
Without something else.
Otherwise, what is it? Margaret Caban-Smith.
Well,
Margaret
Cher.
Caban is nothing. Cher. Well, yeah, but Cher, you can keep going. Cher, you know?
You do.
And I did. Right. Come on. I've written something here. I so, must get through it.
I thought you'd done the written.
Oh, God. No, there's pages. Absolute pages. I'll save some for the others. Right. No, but I think with my metaphor earlier, you remember, about pulling the truth out, I think I may have got a bit carried away. But in a sense, I do feel we are thieves. We're constantly pilfering. I'm talking about actors again. If not the shy look of the concubine, then the bawdy swagger of the bar hostess. There's very much two types of actors. Have you come to this conclusion? I've come to believe there are those who create from themselves, you know, who kind of find, they dredge into their souls, their experiences, their traumas, they reveal what they find there, you know. And then there's the other types of actors, of course, who copy them. Have you ever done a role where you've copied Margaret? Where you've sort of gone, I know who'd be good at this. I'll do what they do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, obviously. Okay. Of course I have.
Do you want to name any names or is that, will that get, strike you from the actor's circle?
Jason Bateman.
Oh. Well, I think that's all right. But
why is that all right?
Well,
to
I guess
steal
because,
from Jason.
Because it's, I think the transition from Bateman to you
is pretty
quite a long.
Oh, do you think?
There's a big gap, I'd feel.
Interesting.
So becoming Bateman.
Becoming Bateman.
In an audition or whatever. I don't think they go, she's doing Bateman.
Oh, I see.
Do you?
No, you're right. Whereas Frank Spencer, they're going to
well,
get that
be,
straight
yes.
away.
You'd think so. But have you ever done it from a friend is what I'm sort of
oh,
getting at.
Oh, I see.
At. For example...
who do you?
Especially if you hang around someone. Well, often I will copy Sue Clinch's idiot
yes.
gait. You know, if
oh,
I'm going
for... Oh, you
should
see Anna's stance at this moment.
Oh, God, you know, often I do Mirren because she's stolen
oh, she
everything. She's stolen everything from me,
oh,
even the leather
dear.
Jacket. But
what was she
is there
doing
someone...
before you were born? Who was she stealing from before you were born?
Well, we were born almost exactly in the same second.
Oh, wow. And she stole...
If not the same year.
Gosh, that's complicated.
Well, yes, so is she. But yes. There's a lot of layers going on there.
She says...
Actually, a lot less than she thinks.
Yeah, so, she's lost a lot of her layers, scraped them off. I've seen some of her acting masterclass. I mean, I won't pay for it, but I've seen the clips.
Oh, really? How did you get it?
It was on Facebook. I mean, I know.
Oh, you mean you've seen the advert?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, you didn't pay for it or you didn't even steal it. You
no, neither of those. It couldn't
and
have
how,
got stealing.
Because we've all got very close to clicking the button.
Yes.
Some of us have clicked the button and then what I'll say is then not click the next button. But then you'll get a lot of messages from
saying,
them for about a year.
I think you wanted to click that
You're
button.
Sure, you don't
you?
Want to click button number two. So, how close have you got? Have you done button one?
No, I mean,
you've never even
no,
done that.
Never even done that. Do you know why?
Is
because
that
I
poverty
heard...
or arrogance?
It's both. It's arrogance.
I can't afford it, and I think I'm better than that.
Yes. I think I'm better than earning money. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Don't need it.
Yes.
Don't
these,
need it. Hate
these
money.
These people have arguably. Succeeded further yeah. than,
well,
than we have. To a point.
To a point. Yes, she gets to do Boots adverts.
Are they happy,
true.
For example?
Oh, no.
No, of course not.
No.
And neither are we. But...
What was our point?
The point is, why should we pay to learn?
Yeah.
We should be paid. I got a thing. I'm doing a
yes,
gig.
Yes, if they want their Let actors me tell you this, to Margaret. Be better.
I'm doing a gig next week. Yes, well, do you want to finish that
no.
sentence?
No.
Good. I'm doing... We just lost a whole bunch of listeners. I'm doing a
gig.
We only
had one bunch to start with.
I'm doing a gig next week. You might... Now, you don't do gigs anymore.
I do certain gigs.
Certain
yes.
gigs, like podcasts.
Podcasts.
Right, so I've got a gig coming up next week. Sort of in the cabaret world. Ooh. I don't know if you've ever done that world. It's weird. As
yeah.
you can imagine, we both come from the comedy world. The slightly alternative...
Sketch
comedy, which I despise. I
Me
won't lie.
Too. Me too.
I despise.
Every single one of them.
And I wish there was a... Is there a bracket? There's not really a bracket. You can say character comedy, but people don't know what you're talking
no.
about anymore. If they ever did. It's not the late
did.
90s. No one knows what you mean anymore. But sketches are awful. They always have
awful.
Been.
Every
apart from
one of them.
The two runners one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two runners.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. It's a fact.
Mm.
That's by the by. So we do comedy. I gig a lot, you know. So anyway, this cabaret, and she phoned me up and she was very bizarre. And she sort of really talked me out of it, really made me not want to do it by sort of talking about it in a very...
Oh.
It felt like too much. Oh. It was like, well, can I just turn up and do my thing? And it felt like, well, it's this
You're doing it on the podium.
You'll be doing things and other people will be doing things and it'll be one, you know. And then I said, OK. And she said, I said, well, I mean, are we paid for this? She said, £250. And it was a real kind of, oh, OK.
I'll be in the cage.
All right, well, I can cancel
the
other thing
there,
I was
please.
Doing anyway. So then she sort of got in touch asking photos, fine. So I'm on at 9:15. I'm probably going to lose this gig if she listens to this podcast, by the way. What confused me was she talked about lots of people doing it's a showcase thing or something. But, and I was like, well, I don't do that. Fuck.
No, God, no.
You know, I'm 60. I don't want to do a showcase. Fucking hell. It's insane.
Insulting. Yeah.
It's horribly insulting. But then it's £250. So
yeah.
all any.
Fine.
Anything
Fine.
Goes out the window at
yeah.
that point. She sent me an email saying, would you mind... She said, photos and tech. We always get this, photos and tech,
yeah,
photos,
yeah,
and tech.
Photos and tech. Photos
Don't
tech.
Need any
P&T,
tech.
Yeah.
Here is a photo. Mm. Or you could have just Googled it. That's what I normally say. But sent the photos, no tech. She said, oh, okay. Well, are you all right to... We're just drawing up the running order. I think, well, you know, I mean, that should take 2 minutes. Really? Anyone
How
who puts more than 2 minutes into
it?
A running
Is
order.
It like a Fox and Grain situation where what? You can't be in the same room as Mirren, for example?
Oh, fuck.
Or, you know.
Well, it could be. I don't yeah. know. Maybe there's something going on I don't know about. Anyway, she says, we're starting the tech at 4. Are you free to come in all afternoon? Now, bear in mind, before this told me I'd be doing 10 minutes.
Said, and you've said you've got no tech.
And I'm on at 9:15. I said, well, why... Why do why
is it just said, moral support?
I don't know. I just said, well, to be honest, I just said no. I'm just too busy. And also, I've got another gig. You see, originally
yes.
there was another gig, which I said, well, I don't know if I could do your gig because I've got another gig. He said £250. I said fine. So I moved the other gig earlier. So it's all good.
Yeah.
So I've got another gig. So I'll get there just before 9:15. We'll be fine. Don't worry. And he said, well, in that case, can we have a chat with our main man? Would you mind having a good chat?
A good chat with the main
now,
man.
What do you do at this point, Margaret?
I say...
What would you say?
Who is
when
the
you've
main
been doing, when you've been performing
man.
As a paid comedy performer for... Actually, the other day I was saying to someone, I normally say, you know, for almost 10 years. And then I realised, oh, fuck, it's been 18 years.
Yeah.
It's been 18 years. But I've always in my head gone, well, it's sort of almost 10 years. Almost 10 years
yeah.
feels like long enough to have learnt your trade... But not long enough that it's a shame you're not
yes,
yet doing
made
the,
it.
The
yeah.
Apollo.
Yeah.
But actually it's 18, which is quite painful.
18, because that's legal, you know.
That's awful.
That's
awful.
That's a whole adult.
Adult.
Your career is an adult.
God. I mean, we don't count the early years, do we?
No, exactly.
The early years are just
the
workshops
first,
exactly, and stuff.
The first eight are just craft building.
Well, or just crying.
A lot of very
realizing.
High quality
We'll
fringe
call it
theater.
Realizing. A lot of,
yes. realizing.
So anyway, at this point, what do you do? Do you say, should we have the chat?
In order to get out, I have a massive feeling
right.
of guilt.
What
so
for?
The guilt for not being able to be there for the whole afternoon, even
really?
Though I'm absolutely not going
even
there for the
that's
whole afternoon.
Utterly...
It's ludicrous.
Yes.
But because she's asked me to do it and she seems like a nice woman and she's going to give me £250.
Does she seem like a nice
I
woman?
I think, oh, Oh, you weren't giving it, when you were doing the impression of her, you weren't giving it the evil, the sort of witchy.
All right, fine, fine.
You know, she seemed, she had your voice.
Yes,
so
right,
she
fine.
Seemed like a nice
That's because
woman.
That is my voice.
Well, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway,
I'm saying
continue.
You need to differentiate a bit.
Back. You're losing them.
sorry, bunch.
You're losing
sorry,
my bunch. I brought you in, if anything, to try and make the bunch bigger. And you're shrinking it by the second.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I will have the chat. I mean, I'm quite intrigued about A, what the chat is, and B, the main man. I'm hoping it's going to be someone interesting.
All right, so this is what
so
happens.
So I'm going to do it. Yeah.
So you said you want to do the chat.
I didn't
you're
want
like,
to
great,
do it, but I would agree
it.
To it because but it can get me out of the guilt of not doing the afternoon.
I also made this, and this is quite a serious and not serious, but heavy thing to say, but I'll say it anyway. I was thinking about, this is an awful thing to throw in, but I'm going to say it right.
I'm excited.
So I was, you'll probably cry. But, no, I was thinking, okay, so when someone dies, I lost someone recently. They were young. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what if I live that long? This is so horrible to talk
Go on,
about.
No.
And, but then I thought...
We should talk about
And
this.
I counted, sort of, yeah. the days. When I say I counted the days, my maths is very poor, so I did a very rough estimate, and I couldn't be bothered to actually break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at 10 years divided up. And I thought, well, now, rather than get down about that, I'm scared about that, I'm just not going to spend any days having any jealous thoughts, mean thoughts. When I say, you know, the thoughts, you can't help the thoughts, but I'm not going to have them.
Yes,
I'm
not going to, indulge them.
Indulge them,
yes.
That's the word. Or complaining. I'm not going to complain.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
I sort of realise now I'm doing all those things.
But,
so I spent
all
of yesterday because of this phone call, having an inner fight of getting inwardly a bit cross about something that doesn't need to get cross about at all because you're getting money and they're being very nice. They just want to talk.
Yes.
Then I get home.
Yes.
I look in my spam folder and I find a message from the main man himself.
Why is he sending it to your spam folder?
I mean, I assume he didn't know it was the spam folder.
Okay.
So I sent a thing back, right, to that. What I said was, I don't, honestly, I'm really busy at the minute, you know, talking about you.
Yeah, and death.
And death. And now I'm not going to be mean anymore and then being mean.
Yeah.
And sent a message. I just said, look, darling. I don't think I'm is it all right if I just send you video of me on Harry Hill's club night?
Yes.
You know, because that's a short set.
Yeah.
I'm only doing 10 minutes, a short set, and that will... You
show
know,
you what you're
Yeah,
made
show you what to
of,
do,
yeah.
and then you're fine. And she said, oh, that's great, thank you. Okay, so I thought, job done. Then I got home and I realised the main man, in between those emails, had emailed me and had gone in my spam folder.
Yes, this is the...
Ooh, yeah. That's how it starts. Main man here, exclamation
what?
Marks. Three. Anna, thank you so much for agreeing to grace our humble stage with your presence, ...
Okay.
Exclamation mark.
Nice so far.
My take on the show and life... Brackets, except when it comes to really naughty things, close brackets, creepy, is less is more. So I'd like 8.5, that's
8.5
minutes to and 30 seconds, 8.5 to 10.5 mins of your finest, in capitals, finest material. I loved the web you created.
What web did you create, Anna?
So don't want to lose that. But I just love leaving everyone wanting more in capitals. Happy to speak, but that's... Happy to speak. I never wanted to speak. Happy to speak, but that's my brief.
Oh,
okay, let's unpick
my
that.
My words.
What do we think?
Wow.
I mean, this.
Wow, did you reply to this?
I don't know what to do, Margaret. I'm completely frozen. Frozen 2 comes out today.
Please,
I know
I'm going to see it.
I don't
this.
Think it's coincidence. I'm completely frozen. I don't think they made it because of this situation, but I think it's the universe talking
they know.
To me.
Yep.
No,
yep.
No. I'm not mad, but I think the universe has made
sending
that film, you know.
Yeah. So, the universe has chosen the release date.
Possibly we go see Frozen 2 and that gives us the answer in some hidden code. Other than that, what do we do, Margaret? We need to pick apart this.
It's extraordinary.
Okay, so firstly, what do we say? Right, what's your initial take?
Oh,
yeah. which I think he's being, being mock humble, bragging in a way, because he's sort of going, you've called me the main man, but I am the main man.
I am the main man.
I feel like that's what he's doing.
Yes.
As in, he's laughing at the idea of being the main man, but then also he's
saying he really,
making it quite
really
clear he is the main man. So then what do we think? Thank you for agreeing to grace our humble stage with your presence.
Well, that's
weird, but fine.
Yeah.
Now, the way I would have written this email is, thanks so much for doing it. All right to do under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That would be it. Or I wouldn't have done anything.
No.
Because I've been doing this for 18 years, and I just respect that I, on some level, and you have chosen me, you have asked me to do it, and are paying me. I'd hope you would have some faith.
It's extraordinary.
Is it extraordinary?
It's
extraordinary. Am I going over the top
between
with this?
6.5, is it?
8.5
and
10.5. And
10.5.
So it's not even under 10, which is weird.
Well, no, because I suppose if he says under 10 and then you do 2 and fuck off with your 250 quid, that would be bad.
But
I understand.
Or 10 minutes.
I understand.
You say, yeah, 10 minutes or no more than 10
no
minutes.
More.
About
yeah.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the specificities.
I'm just interested in how... Why he wants to tell you about his life's... It's the life bit that is...
Take on the show and life is less is more.
Yes.
Less.
Do you think he's very short?
Food?
I mean, I'm excited to meet this man now.
This is how he's made himself feel
less
all right about
is
it.
More.
And I hasten to add, small people should feel all right about it.
Absolutely.
If not totally happy. So, yes. Well, I mean, do we want to unpick that more? Is there anything else you have to say about it? Am I
less
right
is more.
In finding it... I mean, I'm not furious...
No, you shouldn't
I
be
just
furious.
Find it
these people are just weirdos.
Very niggling.
They're just weirdos, I think. They're just. I've done a few gigs where, you know, comedy is not their world. You know, performance almost isn't their world. They're doing something else.
The world isn't their world.
My husband did once sort of perform in a cage on a plinth in a cabaret night where people were just sort of sitting around and talking. They were having their dinner and talking. During it.
What was
and
he doing?
And he was like a spectacle.
Dan Tetzel.
No, he was doing it. I'll tell you what he was
Dan,
doing. He was doing
Who appeared in Anna Man's Valentine,
yes,
I might add.
Yes, and we'll hopefully do this. He was doing a Tom Waits.
Oh, was he questioning
pretend
it?
Tom.
Oh, he was doing his Tom,
Tom Waits,
Waits thing.
Tribute
right. yeah.
act, which you sort of need to listen to,
yeah.
I would say, in order to understand it.
Yeah.
But no, he was just treated like a sexy lady, you know, in a hoop. You know, those sorts of
yeah,
places.
Yeah, those sorts of gigs.
And I feel like maybe that's what you're in for.
I did a gig in a place where everyone was going for their Christmas dinners but didn't know there was any comedy on. So they'd sort of arranged all their families together. Mm.
And they wanted to catch up with them.
And they
that's
were all
the
on the chat.
Thing. That is the worst thing about
and
those
And I
Christmas
kind
gigs.
Of, being me, you know, I sort of, this was in the John early didn't. Days when I just mm. wore a feather boa and a headband. And in my mind, thought I looked exactly
oh, totally feminine.
Anyway...
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of got them involved and you know, had lots of fun. And I think they enjoyed it. But I tried to sort of point out the weirdness of it and all that, you know. But then...
Yeah, did you just join
Chappu
their
came
family?
Came on at the end, who's, you know, more established comedian at the time. This was when I was only 16 years in. He was furious and almost had a fight with someone. And I just... Well, how do we finish that situation? I don't know. But, you know, we need these gigs because it's often these
this
gigs
is an appeal
that pay
for these
us. Yes, so this is an appeal. Please get me on your gigs. Pay me a lot of money and I will...
And I will not respond to your emails.
Unpick. I will not respond to your emails except through my podcast. My point is, thank you for the gig. I'm happy for the gig. I will spend the money wisely if I can. But it will go towards paying off a credit card, I won't lie. I
is
don't
this
know,
the email that you're composing?
This is the email. What I wanted to say, you know what I did in my mind, which I think is not okay?
Mm.
I sort of did a passive-aggressive thing in my mind.
Oh,
so
no,
this
that's
never
fine.
Went out,
no,
unless
no,
emails are now coming from our
oh,
brains, are
God,
they? I mean, they could be.
Are they?
Fuck, into, it feels like it, doesn't
space.
It? If the Tories get back in. But what I sort of thought was... thanks for your email. that was the voice I
yes,
my
yeah,
email
trying
would
to get the tone.
Thanks for your email. I just wanted to make sure this is just a paid gig, right? I mean, because it sounds like, I don't know, is this a workshop or something? I'm confused. That's passive-aggressive, though,
it
isn't
is
it?
Passive-aggressive.
Because I know,
that's
I know,
not what
really.
It is.
And then the worst part, and I know you suffer from this sort of thing like me, the worst part is you go away and there's a part of you going, what if they actually like gave me notes and were and it was better and they knew
turns
and made
out,
what I do better.
Turns out, yeah, they know everything.
Yes.
But they clearly don't.
No.
Except
can we move on from here?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can. Can I give you a genuinely good tip? Read the whole
You know I've been doing this for 18 years.
You've been living your life even longer.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Anyway, carry on. Sorry. I mean, I've been an actress
Sarah
for 40
Millican,
years or something.
Absolutely.
But I've only been doing comedy.
For yeah, yeah. You've only tapped into that.
Come on. Come on.
Sarah Millican, when she's had a rejection or when she's feeling very angry or jealous or whatever, she has the 11 o'clock rule, which is you are allowed to feel like this and indulge this feeling until 11 a.m. the next morning, and then you have to let it go.
That's a nice idea.
And you know what? It sort of works.
I don't know
because
if I could
you
do
really,
it.
But
I don't
what
think
it does
I work
do,
like that,
but what it does do is give you permission, like rather than feeling it and feeling bad at the same time, you're thinking,
rather
no, I am like, just going to feel angry.
I mustn't feel like this.
Yeah, and trying to suppress that, which is what I always do, just feel horrible.
Yes,
just think
definitely.
I'm a horrible person. I'm angry and I'm a horrible person.
Yes.
There.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelos and Barry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, so there we go. We've talked a bit about an email I got. We've talked a bit about copying people. So did we get to the bottom of that? Have you ever copied other actors? I don't mean literally steal like their material.
Their material,
or such,
no, that would be.
But just sort of like a smile they might do
that
or
would
a,
be wrong.
An attitude.
I think
sometimes
I do
subconsciously.
That. Yes, but exactly. That's what I think I do. Mm. I think all I am, Anna, is an amalgam of other things that I've seen.
Yes,
and
I think.
Up.
I start to think that is the case, isn't it?
It's terrible.
Because there's the sort of genius actors.
Who are their own...
Like old Wacky thing. Phoenix.
Oh, wacky.
Who...
Wacky,
yes.
Wacky, wacky.
I don't know. What did you see the Joker film?
No, I wouldn't.
You will not. You refuse.
I would. Well, I was dragged. I was dragged to see it and I fought them off.
Really? You got away. You made your way out. Crawled out of the popcorn, through the popcorn, down the popcorn chute. And out into the street.
Yes.
Dusted yourself down and went to see something with Renée Zellweger or something.
Yes, yes.
A proper
film. Adam Driver. Can I just say that I saw a brilliant tweet, and I don't know who wrote
Can
it,
I just
but they
say
said...
I saw a brilliant
I'm sorry,
tweet.
But they said... But they said Adam Driver is Keanu Reeves drawn from memory. It's too good. I'm sorry. See, it was worth
Wonderful.
It. It was a tweet that was worth
it. It is worth it. It's a tweet that's worth it and not our material,
no,
I want to add.
No,
there's been very
no.
little material here. Literally all we've done is torn apart a wonderful young-ish
wonderful
man. I put him at about,
man.
I put him at 42, who has, you know, is paying me
lot
quite a lot of money. I mean, not,
money
a, not as much money
do,
as I
deserve.
Normally get.
No, God, no.
But money that I couldn't turn down. I'd have to be mad or significantly more successful.
Yeah. Both?
I'm aiming for both.
That's all we've done.
And we've talked about other people's tweets, which is a new low for this podcast.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. You know I got you in to increase the bunch.
I feel like the bunch will be telling other people.
Please do
about that tweet.
Please do message in to me at the exact moment you switched off. I'd love to know, just so we can. We're constantly here at Talking to Actors, which is me. Mm. We're constantly updating our algorithms. Some of you may have enjoyed the appearance of the lovely Dave Edwards back yesterday. And he said some very funny, jolly things. And he's become my new sort of man about town. Mm. If you...
Main man.
My main man, yes. And his advice is less is more. Anyway, I wonder whether I should add an addendum to all that, which is that I have quite a bad reputation for going a long way past my allotted time. I'm just assuming he doesn't know that, but maybe that's literally, he's just a very nice man who's in a very nice way trying to say, please, for fuck's sake, don't do what you always do. So, darlings, David Edwards has been out about town being my voice among the real people.
Talking to the real people, talking to the real peeps, talking to the real people. What are those people?
And you appeared last week just chatting with me about...
Anton Deck,
I think it was.
Selling banks.
And I thought, you know, I haven't spoke to any of the real people since they stopped delivering milk in the 90s, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I started off as a real person.
Yes.
I was very much of the earth. You know, I was dragged up. I really was. I come from Leicester originally.
Gosh.
But then... I know. But then... Over time, I got into theatre. I escaped into this wonderful ethereal world in which I live, where my feet, you can't technically, scientifically say they actually touch the ground, you know? When you're really acting, you do levitate, ever so slightly.
Euphoric.
What?
Euphoric? Was it a euphoric feeling?
It is, yeah, it was constant. It's like I'm constantly orgasming.
Gosh, that's
being an actor. I know, that's what it's like, being an actor. You're constantly coming. Whether you're on stage or off, you know, as long as you haven't lost it, as long as you're not getting too worried about having no money and nowhere to live or living in a tank or whatever, you are essentially orgasming 24/7.
Off work must become painful, though.
It can. I know Sir David Suchet had issues.
Did he really?
Fuck, yes. Well, I mean, he would just be, his trousers would be sodden.
Gosh, every second's a climax.
I mean... I'm talking metaphorically, but also literally. It's like once you reach that point where you're an actual actor.
Yes.
You're not in Amdram anymore. You know, you're not just looking in your mirror, holding a paperweight, pretending it's an award or whatever. You're actually acting. You've been to some sort of drama school, or you've learnt your craft like some of the rough ones do, you know, in the moment, on the stage kind of thing, or in TV. But the moment it clicks... and you realise what it is you're doing and how good you are at it, it's just constant calm.
I think that's the big divide between an actor and a real person.
Whereas you, I mean,
yes.
Have you ever come?
I have.
And I know that's a very, very personal question.
No, not at all. I think we need to, you know, get involved and dig deep. I would say a climax a day. Not with a partner.
That's not bad for a normal
person. You know, a solo endeavour type of thing.
Yes, but that's not bad.
And I'm knackered afterwards, so to be climaxing every second.
When I say you're climaxing every second, I don't mean you're necessarily reaching surrender.
Volcanoes. Yes, surrender's the best
word. But you're in that sort of state.
Gosh, tingling.
You know, think about it. You know, to be or not to be, that is the question. You know what I mean? That is a tiny orgasm, isn't it?
No, I think
isn't
it
that
is.
Why Bill Shakes wrote?
I think it
in
is.
In the first place, to give us these little orgasms,
these moments of inspiration.
Was he coming as he wrote?
I would have thought so.
I mean, a lot of it's very shaky when you look at the original text.
I think
it looks like
happening.
It looks like he might be a man in
taking
the throes
part
of
in some
pleasuring
kind of
himself.
Masturbation. Let's just say the words.
Perfectly normal, especially back in those days.
Absolutely.
You could only, I mean, the Queen herself, Elizabeth, would only let you write if you were orgasming.
And rightly so, because that's inspirational.
Well, if you weren't jerking off yourself, how are you going to jerk off an audience, you know? I mean, that was...
Very true, very true.
When I say jerk off, I mean entertain, you know? If you're not pleasuring yourself, how do you pleasure an audience?
Very true. It's got to be like an orgy in a way, metaphorically, not literally. But
being writers, of course, they're very lonely men.
Yes.
So it would be, you know, sometimes four or five of them in a room, all scribbling away with their quill. Not making eye contact, obviously. But just
in their own worlds,
just rubbing,
pleasuring themselves
with one hand and writing with the other,
which is quite a skill, really, isn't it? Multitasking.
Well, I mean, Shakespeare was a genius.
Yes, quite right. No, you're
they say Shakespeare was a genius, and that's why. Clearly, I mean, it's not in the works. A lot of them are very dreary. Anyway,
amazing. It's food for thought, isn't it?
5 minutes chatter already, Dave, and we haven't even started the point of this regular meeting, which is to understand the real people and how they think. Now, as I say, you are a real person.
I am, that's official.
You work a proper job.
I do, nine to five.
9 to 5. And is it 9 to 5? Or is that... do they just make that up, those numbers?
They make them up because before 9 o'clock starts, I have to do at least 20, 25 minutes, half an hour of photocopying. And there
is... Half an hour of photocopying. And is that because it's a very slow photocopier?
Well, the paper gets stuck a lot of the time, and there's a lock. They won't allow us to go in. You've got to get Reaper Graphics, a chap called Ted, and he comes on with his keys.
Right, let's talk about this. So we'll start this first talking to the real people. We'll talk about work.
Yes.
Okay, because I don't understand that at all, because I don't work. I mean, work, I do work, I act, but that's not... That's more like masturbation, as I've already...
Yeah, as we mentioned.
So when you get a job, how do you get it for a start? So your job, how did that happen?
My mum...
Did someone just knock on the door and gave it you? No.
That would be ideal.
Yes.
If that's called headhunting.
Right.
That means when someone's really impressed by you and they might knock on your door or, or maybe send an email and say, I like what you're doing. I like your style. Will you join my restaurant as a waiter or a financial advisor in a bank?
Well, that'd be great if that happened, wouldn't it? That's more what it's like for me. You know, the agent will ring up and they'll say, Anna, do you want to come and do this? You know,
that is very much the minority, though.
Right. Okay. So that's never happened to you.
No, it's
you've
never
been headhunted.
I mean, I'm 41. I've still got 2 decades of work. Who knows? I might be headhunted in the future.
You never know, darling. So how did this job happen?
My mum cut it out of a newspaper. She slid it across the kitchen table, said, give this a go. I emailed them. They emailed back, which is always a good sign, telling me to go and meet them at the college I work at. And we have what they call an interview where you interact with your potential boss.
Right. And what's email?
Email is an electronic letter.
Fuck.
So, yeah, it's impressive.
The things they can do.
I know, it's amazing. I look at it always
they can do.
With my mouth open. It is impressive.
Wow.
So you send all these texts.
I saw someone had a kettle the other day, and it lit up blue.
Yes, it is
impressive. While it was boiling. I mean, it's just... I feel like Rip Van Winkle, you know? I feel like I went to sleep and then I woke up and suddenly we've got all this stuff.
But the thing that worries me is, where's it going to end? Where's technology going to take us?
Well, I mean, a kettle that... When the kettle turns red, that's when you start to have to go, hang on, what's happening here? Anyway, what was that like going for that interview?
Very nerve-wracking.
God.
So a lot of
were
deep breathing. Very much sweating.
Really?
Very
and
much.
Was that visible?
Well, I had a blazer on, but my armpits stuck a bit.
They stunk?
Hope it didn't stink, stunk, but they certainly sticked. You know, with the sweat around
right,
the armpit
you could feel
area.
Them sort of,
yes,
it was
and I
hard
was
to detach.
Sort of almost flapping like a bird a bit because I was trying to get some air in there
God.
And answer his questions.
Not during the interview?
Unfortunately so, yes.
Really? He must have wondered what the fuck's going on.
I know, it wasn't ideal.
Is this
ideal.
Man being a bird?
Yes.
I mean, in my
off.
Line of work,
yes.
That would be absolutely celebrated. Often in rehearsals, I'll just start trying to be an animal because it looks impressive and people go,
oh, it does.
She really knows what she's up to. You know, I mean, I don't. I'm just killing time, really, because rehearsals can be sodding boring.
I can
really
imagine.
Can. Do you remember the man's name?
He's left now, so I don't know his name.
Oh, when someone leaves, you just forget them completely?
Yes, that's usually the way, actually.
Is that how
I
it
don't
works?
Do that on purpose, but
right.
It can be an afternoon. You might feel a bit better.
If I walked out the room now, would you still remember who I was, or would that be it?
you would start to fade from my memory probably the next morning. I'd be thinking about you in bed, not in an erotic manner.
No, no, God, no.
But, absolutely, no. Put that to bed.
No.
I think about you in the evening, but it is interesting how people can just fade away into the distance.
Anyway, he's gone. Fuck him.
Yes.
But he gave you the job. Did you have to go back, or did you...
Yeah, so what you do then is you go back for another interview, and they have what is called a panel. So a bit like a panel show, but it's not a comedy. It's quite serious, and they sit behind a table, and all three of them ask you questions.
And is this for all jobs?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. And what happens if you don't get a job? What do you do then?
Then the government, luckily, have got something called a benefit system.
Yes, I've had that.
But you've got to watch out, because I got into trouble.
Oh, really? What did you do?
Whereby I did some extra work. I didn't tell them. And I got dragged in to the benefits office.
Physically dragged in?
Verbally dragged in.
How
first of all, by a letter... quite a loud voice pointing at me and then pointing at the door. And so I walked through the door, sat down, had a lawyer with me. She was an American woman. I'm not holding that against her.
You had a lawyer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Had you hired them? Or they just turned up?
I think my dad hired the person for me, or they're there by the council or government.
It's because you were on benefits and you did some extra work.
Yes, basically.
How much for?
I think it was, I was like 30, 40 quid over. I did a bit more over the summer, and they threw the whole book at me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wow moment.
God. And you won the case against? Did you
well,
get away
I
with it?
Well, I thought me and the American lady
did
rather
30
well.
Quid?
I had to give them hundreds of pounds.
Fuck. And as a fine?
As a fine. I just paid off my student fine, and now suddenly I had this benefit system fine.
Student loan.
Student loan. Well, yeah, my student loan I paid off, and now suddenly I was in, Queer Alley, what would the saying be?
Queer Alley?
Yeah, I don't know. What would it be?
You were in Queer Alley.
I think that's a saying, Queer Alley. Something like that.
Queer Alley.
I'm down shit street. Excuse my French. But what is the word when you're in a bad
situation? I
don't think
it's Queer Alley. I mean, it sounds like a really good play, like a good musical, Queer Alley.
It brings images to the mind, which is so important for theatre.
Yes.
But I was in an alley of despair. I was in debt, and it took me 2 years, very queer, and it took me 2 years to pay it off. I had to pay £20 a month.
To these arseholes?
Yeah, basically.
And they were making an example of you, I think.
They were, yeah, they were.
Did someone stitch you up?
I think someone, perhaps, to use the Cockney phrase, grassed on me.
Do you think you know who it was?
I think it could have been...
Do you have your suspicions? You must.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to start stirring and creating a political hive nest out of this.
But you think it was...
I think it was perhaps a janitor who I upset.
What? Where was the janitor?
Well, the thing is, I was always asked to turn the Macintoshes off in the classroom, and I'd always forget not to. And I think that led to this janitor getting more and more annoyed.
But I thought this was when you were on benefits.
Oh, no. I was working, but part-time. And because of that, they took off some of the money on my rent. Then they looked at my money, because I'd gone up 30, 40 pounds. Yeah. And they said, wait a second, pal. That's not the salary of a part-time man. That's the salary of a not-quite-full-time man. And I wasn't on the dole. Type of thing. I was doing a part-time job, but I couldn't quite pay for my rent, so putting money towards it until I got a full-time job.
God, and it ended up costing you hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, it cost me a hell of a lot of money.
Well, that was very interesting. And what we've learned is that it's hard being a real person.
Very
hard. Especially when you can't get a job.
Yes.
Fuck. Okay, well, actors learn from this man's story.
Please do.
Thank you, Dave Edwards.
Thank you.
And he'll be back next week.
Please.
Well, that was David Edwards. Well done, David Edwards. Margaret, don't pretend you heard that, because you didn't. So, I could sense you were about to go, oh, yeah, it was great. But, you know, the thing about Margaret that people don't understand is she is a liar through and through.
Keen, but a liar.
Keen, and she will...
Keen liar.
She is constantly ready to lie for her career. And as we were saying earlier, Margaret, in a roundabout way... Mm. You know, I think if you haven't got that, you might as well give up now.
Oh, exactly.
I think so. And I don't think it's ego. I think it's realism.
Yep.
Well, so that was Margaret Caban Smith, who's actually still here, obviously, my lovely friend. Quick round off, just because we've talked for so long, but just little things I'm up to at the minute. Please, for God's sake, watch my Sky short, Inside Your Ancestors. It's part of Ramesh Presents, where Ramesh Ranganathan presents a series of little shorts by various comedian people, and I do one. It's with MC Harvey from the So Solid crew. And if that doesn't get you in, I don't know what will. He goes into his ancestors with the help of Anna Mann. It's really stupid, but I'm really proud of it, and I just want everyone to watch it. So it's on Now TV and Sky On Demand and all that. I'm back on Harry Hill's Club Night. And apart from that, please keep tweeting, loving, reviewing, and all that stuff. All right, my darlings. Love you. Goodbye. Mwah.
Heavy Pencil, a new comedy from Great Big Owl, the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork.
The Observer called it a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
No. I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant.
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.